Of our founding fathers, about 93% of the signers of the Declaration were Christians. 95% of the authors of the U.S. Constitution were Christians. This nation was founded upon the rock. In fact, Patrick Henry said, the Bible is a book worth more than all the other books that were ever printed. You know, the biblical belief found in Genesis is that God created man in his own image, male and female. Our founding fathers believe this as well. And in the very Declaration of Independence, they put down this phrase. Now keep this in mind. One thing that kids are told today is that our nation was founded by horrible, terrible people. They were slave owners and they were this and they were that. Realize something. This nation was founded at a time in a world full of slavery. You couldn't just outlaw slavery and get 13 colonies to unite and take on the world's superpower in a war for their freedoms. But in the very Declaration, they put down the biblical-based principle that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Our founding fathers believed our rights came from our biblical Creator. And it was this phrase that 75 years later, after hundreds of thousands of Americans gave their lives, we would finally get rid of the yoke of slavery in this nation. That's a way to look at history that would bring honor, and we should be proud of our nation, not ashamed of our nation. Yet here's another one of the emails I get. You won't get away with your Christian lies. The Constitution is a secular document. Well, let's see what the facts might say. Following the war, the states failed to remain united. They began squabbling over trade rights, etc. So a constitutional convention was held in 1787. At the convention, Ben Franklin proposed every day, every session of Congress should begin with a prayer to God. And since 1787, every single session of Congress has begun with a prayer to the biblical God. Well, until last year, when they opened up with a prayer to the false god of Islam. George Washington is considered the father of our nation, the commander of the Continental Army, our first president. He ended his oath to the presidency by saying, "So help me God," as he bent down and kissed the Bible. Our second president, founding father John Adams, said our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other, which might explain some of the problems we have today. Thomas Jefferson, who granted had some odd beliefs about Christianity, he denied the miracles, but as our president, our third president, and this principal author of the Declaration, attended Christian church services held in the U.S. Capitol building and in the Supreme Court buildings. He wrote the educational plan for D.C. schools using the King James Bible as the primary reading book. It's clear he wanted this nation founded on Christian principles. Now, what about that constitutional separation of church and state? Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution is such a phrase mentioned. In fact, James Madison, who's known as the father of the Bill of Rights, if anyone would know about that separation, this would have been the man. As president, he attended church in the U.S. Capitol building. He promoted the hiring of pastors for the House and the Senate using federal funds to pay their salaries. In fact, the main reference source cited by the Constitution's authors themselves was the King James Bible. Now, this was never meant to be a theocracy, but they felt Christian principles had to be there to provide for the morality needed for us to handle the freedoms they were giving us. Now, believe it or not, by the late 1700s, Europe's Age of Reason invaded the United States. And this was a group of man-made philosophies that tried to answer all of life's questions and get God out of the picture. And sad to say, the majority of Americans and even the church itself again lost touch with the true biblical God. But they still held that creation foundation. They still understood a perfect creation corrupted by sin had separated them from God. They still understood the need for redemption.